Brother and sister, let's read three passages from the Bible.
我们首先请看雅各书。
First, let's turn to the book of James.
雅各书呢，我们读第一章21-25节。
James chapter 1, verses 21 to 25.
21节，第一章21节，他说：所以你们要脱去一切的污秽和淫淫的邪恶。
Chapter 1, verse 21. Therefore, putting aside all filthiness and all that remains of wickedness, in humility, receive the word implanted, which is able to save your souls.
只是你们要行道，不要单单听道，自己欺哄自己。
But prove yourselves doers of the word, and not merely hearers who delude themselves.
因为听到而不行道的，就像人对着镜子看自己本来的面目。
For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man who looks at his natural face in a mirror.
看见走后，随即忘了他的相貌如何。
And for once he has looked at himself and gone away, he has immediately forgotten what kind of person he was.
唯有想起查看那全被使人自由之律法的，并且时常如此，这人既不是听了就忘，乃是实行出来，就在他所行的事上必然得。But
one who looks intently at the perfect law, the law of liberty, and abides by it, not having become a forgetful hearer, but an effectual doer, this man will be blessed in what he does.
好，我们请再看希伯来书第四章第二节。
Our next passage is Hebrews chapter 4, verse 2.
希伯来书第四章第二节，因为有福音传给我们，像传给他们一样，只是所听见的道与他们无异，因为他们没有信心与所听见的道调和。
Hebrews chapter 4, verse 2. For indeed we have had good news preached to us, just as they also. But the word they heard did not profit them, because it was not united by faith in those who heard.
最后我们请看约翰福音第15章。
Lastly, let's turn to the Gospel of John, chapter 15.
我们请读第5节。
John 15, verse 5.
我是葡萄树，你们是枝子。 藏在我里面的，我也藏在他里面，这人就多结果子，因为离了我，你们就不能做什么。
I am the vine, and you are the branches. He who abides in me, and I in him, he bears much fruit, for apart from me, you can do nothing.
好，我们圣经就读到这里，我们请再有一点祷告。These
are our passages for today. Let's bow for a word of prayer.
主耶稣，我们感谢你的恩典。
Lord, we thank you for your grace.
早晨，我们能够奉你的名一同聚在你宝座的跟前。
And we can come under your name this morning to gather before your throne.
在这七日的第一日，我们要把心中的感谢敬拜归给你。
On the first day of the week, we want to give our thanks from our hearts to you.
这是你从死里复活的日子。This
is the day of your resurrection.
这是你得胜的日子。This
is the day of your victory.
蒙恩的儿女们一同 在这里，我们把心中的爱、带赞美归给你。
Children saved by grace, we are gathered here to give all our praise and thanks.
谢谢你成就这浩大救赎的工作。Thank
you for accomplishing this great work of salvation.
我们这一班蒙恩的人，凭着简单的信心，能够蒙拯救、蒙恩典。Those
of us saved by grace, we can go by the simple faith to receive grace and grace from you.
每当我们来到你的施恩宝座前，我们相信是你深深的吸引我们。Lord,
each time we gather before your mercy seat, we trust and believe that it is you who draws us close.
虽然现在仍然在一段疫情的当中。Although
we are amidst a pandemic,
不管我们是在线上聚会，或者是在会所聚会的众弟兄姊妹。And
we, brothers and sisters, are gathered both online and in person.
我们
的心都能够一起在这里跪向我们的主敬拜你。
When we all our hearts be gathered together in praise and worship to you.
我们刚刚读了主宝贵的话语，但愿早晨主在圣灵里面求你解开你自己的话。
Lord, may you open your words that we just read this morning to us.
让你的话成为灵，成为生命，来喂养我们，坚固我们。
May your word become spirit and truth to nurture us and edify us.
我们把这一点时间恭敬的仰望你，我们把讲的、把翻译的、把众弟兄姊妹都交在恩主的手中。
Lord, we give this time into your hands. We give that who which speaks and that which translates into your hands.
愿你的名在这里得到高举。
May your name be lifted up.
我们一同等候在你面前，感谢主的恩惠慈爱。
We await together before you. Thank you for your grace and your love.
祷告感谢奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray this in the Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen. 弟兄姊妹，我们继续交通这个要行道，不要单单的听道。
Brothers and sisters, I'll continue to share on the topic of being doers of the word and not just hearers of the word.
我们知道在圣经里面呢，实在给我们有许多真理的教训。
We know the Bible teaches us many lessons of truth.
而这些真理呢，乃是帮助我们能够借着我们所领受的生命而活出来。
These truths that we receive are lived out through the life given to us by the Spirit.
而这一个生命呢，能够在我们活出的时候见证主的真理。
And as we walk and as we live out this life, we may bear testimony for the Lord.
所以在圣经里面，几乎特别在新约的圣经里头。
So especially, as mentioned in the New Testament,
我们可以看到真理跟怎样的实行圣经有同样重要的记载。
We can see how the truth is administered and how it is recorded by the Spirit.
那我们知道呢，当我们能够按着主的话在我们跟随主的路上实行他所教导的真理的时候，
We see when we are walking according to the truth of God,
我们的生命就会慢慢的长大。
Our life will grow.
所以这一个实行呢，在我们的身上实在是非常的重要。
So this administration of the Spirit on us is extremely important.
我们信主经过一段的年日，我们可以看到，如果我们在跟随主的路上能够按着这一个主的话，在圣灵里面给我们的带领恩典，我们就看到许多圣徒的生命在主里面就慢慢的长进。
We see that by the leading of the Spirit over all the lives of believers after they believed, you see his leading and their growth.
许多我们旧人生活的习惯我们行事为人处事，因着这一个生命真理在我们里面的改变呢，我们就显出那一个外面行为上的变化来。
The changes that we experience in our lives through the Spirit are made manifest in how we behave and how we walk on the outside.
所以这是一件非常奇妙并且是重要的事情。
This is not only an amazing thing, but it's also a critical thing.
所以我们继续来交通这一个点上一次呢，我们讲到呢，在这一个雅各所记载的21节到25节这一段话里面。
Well, let's continue sharing on this topic then. Last we read about what James wrote in chapter 1, verse 21-25.
他勉励我们呢，我们不能单单只是做一个听道的人。
He compels us or urges us to prove ourselves doers of the word and not just hearers of the word.
他并不是说我们不需要听道。
He is not saying that we do not need to hear the word.
或者说他也不是说你们道听的太多了，不需要继续听，要赶快去实行。
Nor is he saying, you heard enough, more than enough of God's word, you should start being doers of the word. He's not saying this either.
好像他在那里告诉我们真理重要，但是我们一边听一边学。
But rather he's saying, hearing the word is important, but we must be hearers and also learners at the same time.
我们学的时候就把这些真理能够在我们生命中把它实行出来。
By learning, he means we must, we must put to action the things that we learn.
但是如果我们光光只是听而不是实行的时候呢?
Hello?
这一个，他在这里用一个非常好的比喻。
But James provides us an analogy to describe those who only hear the word and not do the word.
神的话就好像一面镜子一样，把我们的本相鲜明出来。
So he compares the word of God to a mirror who reflects back our true self.
而这个显明乃是为着要有更高的目的来改变，来拯救我们。
And this reflection of the true self has a higher purpose, that is, to change and to save us.
当然，如果我们不按着这个话语真理的显明而去真实的受它的改变的话，我们随后离开就忘记了。
If we do not heed what is revealed to us through this mirror, through God's word, when we just leave without remembering, then we do not change.
这样的话，我们的生命 就仍然停留在原初的光景当中,
and our spiritual life will not grow and just remain as is.
而是我们不仅能够读、看见、听见主的话之后呢，我们还去仔细的思想。
After we read God's word, we ought to think meticulously and in detail on His word.
而叫这个生命呢, 他这里特别强调，这一个是主的话呢，是一个使人全备自由的律法，能够来改变我们。He
also compares God's word that when we look intently on His word, the perfect law, this law of freedom, sets us free.
他在这里说，我们不仅思想并且去实行的时候呢，我们在一切所行的事上。
He says here, if one who has looked intently at the perfect law, the law of freedom, and has continued in it, not having become a forgetful hearer but an active doer, this person will be blessed in what he does.
这里呢，他特别讲到把它实行出来。
He especially emphasizes the fact that we must be an active doer.
而我们如果继续往后看到第二章，比如说。 第九节的时候呢，那里又讲到说，你们若全守这至尊的律法才是好的。这里这个全守呢，是指着要守住，是 keeper.
If we move on to James chapter 2, it tells us that we must also be keepers of the word.
我想我们到了新约的时代呢，圣经在这里很清楚告诉我，我们乃是去 成为那个实行的，而不是去守住那个律法。待会我们会交通有什么不同。The
New Testament emphasizes not the keeping of the whole law, but acting, being active doer of the law.
好，然后在这里呢，他讲到这个使人自由的律法。So
we're back to talking about the law that sets the dead man free.
那我们知道呢。 上一次我们也交通过这个使人自由的律法呢，跟摩西的律法是不一样。So
this perfect law, the law of freedom here, is different from the law of Moses.
因为在旧约的时代呢，摩西的律法需要人凭着自己的力量去遵守。Because
in the Old Testament, the law of Moses requires the doer to rely on their own strength and efforts to uphold that law.
是我们身外的东西。It
is something that is an external thing.
但是我们到了新约的时代,
But in the New Testament,
圣经告诉我们呢，现在律法已经刻在我们的心板上。
It tells us that the law has been already carved on the tablets of our heart.
这在希伯来书第八章十到十二节。
We can see this in Hebrews chapter 8 verses 10 to 12.
那我们可以看见这个律法呢，已经成为我们蒙恩得救的时候，这个生命赐给我们的一部分。
When we become saved, the law is written on our hearts. This is what's given to us when we believe.
我相信弟兄姊妹，当我们信主重生得救的那一刹那，
I believe in that very moment when a brother or sister believes and accepts the Lord.
我们里面都有一颗爱主的心。
We all have a heart that loves the Lord.
我们里面非常的喜乐，感谢主，主拯救我们。
We feel the joy of the Lord and thank God for saving us.
我们愿意把自己完全交给主，然后我们做任何事情来讨主的心愿。
And we are willing to give our all to Him to do things that please Him.
这个圣经告诉我们，起初的爱心在我们里面非常的明显。
The Bible tells us that our first love, is very evident.
所以这一个律法的功用同时也给了我们。
So the function of the law, this law is also given to us when we believe.
那有人讲到这一个使人自由的律法呢，就讲到说这个律法就好像保罗在格林多前书第九章二十一节那里所讲到的，当他在这些没有律法的外邦人当中呢，也表现好像是一个没有受律法约束的人，但是呢，实在说来，他在这样的情况之下，他是在基督的律法之下。
The law of freedom seems to echo with what is written in 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 21 by Paul, saying that to those who are without the law, I became as one without the law, though not being without the law of God, but under the law of Christ, that I might gain those who are without the law. So he wasn't really without the law, but he was under the law of Christ.
所以这个基督的律法呢，如果我们再回头去看罗马书第八章的时候呢，许多我们在经历主，在跟随主的路上，我们就知道呢，就是告诉我们那一个生命圣灵的律。
As we walk in our walk with the Lord, come to understand the law of Christ as the law of spirit of life in Christ Jesus.
这一个生命圣灵的律呢，在我们的生命里面已经写在我们的里面，让我们能够靠着这一个律呢来活出律法的要求。
The law of the spirit of life is written on our hearts, which allows us to naturally live out the law.
那当我们在实行这一个遵守实行这一个所听见的道的时候呢，我们常常会遇见一个非常共同都会经历到的一个问题。
But all of us, as we try to be an active doer of the word, we all encounter a similar situation.
这个问题呢，就是有时候我们常常里面有一个想法，我这样做到底我是不是又在守旧约的律法呢？还是我现在活在这个生命圣灵的律？
In this situation, we ponder this question. As we're trying to be an active doer, we question ourselves, am I just upholding the Old Testament law? Am I just upholding the law only?
因为我们知道我们不应该再去像旧约一样去紧紧地抓住那个律法。
Because we know that in the New Testament, we should not hold on to the law of the Old Testament like they did. In the past,
我们应该按着里面圣灵的感觉来跟随主。
But we must rely on the Spirit to uphold the law.
我讲一个我过去曾经在我里面困扰很久的一件事情。
Let me share about something that has been on my heart for a long time.
那个以前我们 就是多年以前呢，我们聚会，所有的弟兄们来聚会，大概都是穿西装。
A while back, all the brothers in our meeting came dressed in suits.
那我也是穿西装来聚会。
I also came dressed in a suit.
然后呢，我也在想，到底这个穿西装啊，是不是有必要呢？
I thought to myself, is there truly a need for us to uphold this dress code?
还是我在那里守着一个人所定规出来这些外面仪文律法的要求？
Or am I just upholding this man-made requirement?
所以这件事情呢，在我里面一直困扰挣扎很久。
So I was thinking about this, I was conflicted about this for a while.
那你知道我在挣扎的时候呢，有时候心中下定决心不要走律法，所以我这个礼拜呢，啊，就穿着便装来聚会。
So sometimes I'm often struggling over this question and feel conflicted, and there are times where I think to myself, I will not uphold this legal requirement, this man-made requirement. I'm going to go to church wearing comfortable clothing.
那我看到弟兄们大家都穿西装呢，等到我聚会回家，心里又很不安。
But that, those times when I went to church in more casual clothing, but seeing every other brother wearing suits, I would go home feeling guilty.
所以下礼拜呢，我又穿西装来。
So the following week, I would attend church wearing a suit.
可是我里面那个声音呢，又出来说，我们不要守律法。
But then I hear a voice in my heart telling me we should not blindly uphold this requirement.
所以这个声音呢，在我里面反反复复呢，让我里面非常的挣扎。
So this voice in my heart going back and forth on this issue has it was a struggle for me.
所以呢，感谢主呢，有一次我看到啊一篇史百克弟兄写的小文章。
But thank the Lord, one day I read this short essay written by Brother Sparks.
刚好谈到这一件事情。
And the essay was, just so happens, the essay was about this very issue.
他们在1950年代、60年代在英国聚会的时候。
He was writing about the situation of church meetings in the 1950s and 60s in England.
有人就问到斯百克弟兄说，你看我们的聚会，大家来聚会的时候都是西装穿得非常整齐。
I asked, there were people that asked Brother Sparks to look at their church, for all their members were dressed in suits and formally.
但是实际却不是这样。
But in actuality, this wasn't the case.
因为我看到有一些弟兄们，他们一离开这一个聚会的场所，到了外面去，马上口袋里面拿起香烟就抽起香烟来。
A lot of the brothers, even though they're wearing suits in church, the second they leave the building, they take out cigarettes and they begin smoking.
在教堂里面穿着西装呢，非常的表现出敬虔的样子。
Though they were wearing suits in church, which was an expression of their devotion and dedication.
但是一离开这个地方以后，好像本来的面相就表现出来。
But once they leave the premises of the church, their true selves surface.
那斯百克弟兄就回答这一个问题。
So this is how Brother Sparks responded to their question.
他说我们不能够按照外面来判断这一件事情。
He said we cannot judge people based on their external action.
不是因着他的穿着，我们就认为他是敬虔的人。
We cannot judge them by how they look. We cannot judge whether they're devout or not by how they dress.
敬虔是里面的。
Devoutness comes from within.
我们外面穿西装来聚会，有敬虔的人，也有不敬虔的人。
Those who come to church wearing suits or dressed well, there are devout people who do that, and there are people who don't are not really devout who do that.
但是我们里面敬虔，我们穿西装，是因为我们爱我们的主，我们把最好的献给他。
But those who are devout and come to church wearing dress formally, they do so because they want to give their best to the Lord.
这时候我看到这里, 我心里就明白过来。
After I read this essay, after I read his brother Sparks' answer, I finally understood.
当我里面, 我来聚会的时候, 我知道, 哦, 主爱我, 我愿意把我最好的, 啊, 穿上我来到主的面前来敬拜他。
I know for me, at least, when I come to church, I wear a suit because I want to give my best to him, because I love him.
这不是一个外面穿着是不是定规为律法，不是律法的问题。
This is not an issue of what does the law say about how we ought to dress when we come to church.
那时候我们去公司上班，大家也都是穿西装。
At the time when people were going to the office, they all wore suits as well.
你去看。 公司你要去跟公司高级的这些长官们见面的时候，你衣服都要穿得很整齐。
Especially when you meet with the higher ups in the company, you have to be dressed very well.
更何况我们来到聚会当中来面对我们主的时候。
Let alone when we come before our God, should we not also be giving our all?
那时候主就在这里面。
So this is, at that moment, the Lord reminded me of this.
从那时候开始这件事情，我就明白过来，不再啊，我的里面成为一个这一个啊困扰。
From that point on, it was no longer something that I was conflicted over.
所以感谢主呢，让我们知道今天我们能够啊行道。
We thank the Lord that today we be doers of the word.
实在说来，是这个里面的生命在那里引导我们。The
being doers of the word means being guided by the life that is within us.
很多时候啊，我们确实会有困扰，到底我这样做是不是在守律法？
Oftentimes when we try to be doers of the word, we make people conflicted and doubt ourselves and think, "Am I just upholding the law?"
但是实在说来。 根据我学习这样长久以来，确实有时候我们确实，就我自己来说呢，是有一点守律法。My
personal experience, at least, there are aspects that we are actually upholding the law.
对不起，讲更清楚一点，就是在某一些事上，当我感觉要这样做的时候，好像是在守律法。
To clarify further, what I mean is when I'm thinking about doing something or keeping something, there are times where it feels like I'm holding the law.
可是在大部分的事上，当我去醒的时候，虽然有主的话在我的里面出来，但是我去醒的时候，事后我回头来想，确实是因为生命所带出来的。
There are times where I'm trying to act out the word, and I feel like I'm holding the law, but afterwards, I look back and realize it's the life within me that guided me to do those things.
而不是守那一种靠着自己的力量去守那个外面的律法，而是圣灵把那个生命的律在我里面显明出来的时候，他赐给我力量，我去遵守。
It wasn't me relying on my own strength to uphold and act out the law, but it was the law of the Spirit that was naturally guiding me and enabling me to act that way.
很多时候我们基督徒会觉得说守这些神的话诫命好像很苦。
There are often times as Christians we say that trying to upkeep these commandments of God are very difficult.
其实弟兄姊妹，我们如果真实有主的生命在我们的里面。 守律法应该是欢喜，不是所谓守律法，就是我们去实行这些真理的时候，我们里面是欢喜，并且有主的力量帮助我们。Brothers
and sisters, when we uphold the law by the law of the Spirit, by the enabling of the Spirit, we do so with joy.
用一个 例子呢，大家可以稍微体会一下。
I would like to share an example that may help us understand this further.
我们知道呢，当我们人出生之后呢，在每一个人身上都会有一些天然的这些恩赐，就是属人的这些恩赐在，或者说才干吧，在我们人的身上。
We know that when we are born, some of us are born with certain natural talents.
Yeah, talent. 这一个呢，你比方讲，有一些人对于这个音乐非常有这个天分，对天分。
Some have musical talent.
有一些人呢，文学啊，或者是手非常巧，能够做很好的手工。
Some excel in literature, some in handicrafts.
有些人呢，在物理化学这一方面呢，非常的有天分。
And some are gifted in the STEM field.
所以我们在弟兄姊妹当中也看到许多这些有很多天然的天分。
So we see amongst the brethren.
当这些有天分的人，他们学任何关于他们天分有关的东西呢，就比我们一般人呢学得快又学得好。
We see among the brethren that we all have each of our talents, and whenever we see them learning things that are in line with their talents, they learn and excel better than anyone else.
你比方讲，有很多人他们在翻译上，在语言上呢有天分的时候，他们在翻译上呢就翻得特别好。
Those who are linguistically talented may see that they excel in their translation skills.
那我们一般人也可以去训练这个，但是对他们来说呢，他们是不一样。
We can of course train those without this talent to acquire the skill, but it's just not the same.
我想这个道理大家都知道。
I'm sure this is obvious to everyone.
很多世界上这些非常有名的这些演奏家啊，或者是像爱因斯坦这一种伟大的科学家，他们基本上一开头的时候就有这一方面的天分，再加上后面的努力。
We see a lot of many of these famous musicians or the scientist Albert Einstein. We know that from the beginning they had this natural talent, but their potential was further brought out through hard work afterwards.
同样的道理呢，今天我们所有的圣徒能够实行主的话。
In like manner, the saints today, we can be doers of the word of God.
好像主先把这一个生命，把他的话已经放在我们的灵里面。
The Lord first, when we believe, he puts this law within our hearts.
照理说，我们所有的弟兄姊妹，我们有主的生命，我们去实行主的话，这是一个理念，生命自然的发表。
When we find ourselves doing the word of God, this is the natural expression of the spirit of life within us.
我们只要按着这个生命的律去实行的时候，我们就能够把它表现出来，做成改变我们生命的工作。
When we walk according to the law of the spirit of life, we naturally change according to it.
不仅我们能够明白主的意思，我们也能够有圣灵来的能力去实行，把这一个真理或所听见的道把它实行出来。
Not only do we come to understand God's meaning, God's purpose, we are enabled to walk out, to live out the word of God.
好，那我们去实行的时候呢，我想主要有两个方面呢，我们特别要去注意它。
As active doers of the word, there are two things that we must pay attention to.
我们知道呢，这一个生命的律是我们生命里面的故事，而不是外面律法将强加在我们身上。
The law of the spirit of life is this story that develops within us, it's not the external law that is forced down upon us.
而重要的就是说, 当我们去实行的时候, 第一件事就是我们需要有这个信心与所听见的道条。
But the requirement, before we live out, we walk out this under the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus, we must be united with those who have heard the word.
我们信心与所听见的道调和呢, 圣经在, 就在希伯来书第四章告诉我们, 以色列人他们在旷野的时候, 神对他们讲了那许多的话, 但是好像他们都没有听进去。
We see an example of how man has failed in this regard. From the Israelites who wandered in the wilderness for 40 years, the Lord spoke so much to them, yet they did not hear.
他们听, 但是没有听见。
They listened, but did not hear.
换句话说, 他们听了, 然后好像对神也有回答, 但是呢, 没有听到心里面去。
It's as if they only heard through their physical senses, and they responded in like manner, but they did not hear with the ears of their heart.
你比方讲,当神颁十诫给他们的时候, 神在第二诫里面, 第一告诉他们, 神是独一的神, 第二诫乃是看, 让他们看到不可, 神, 不可以为神造任何的偶像。
In the first top two commandments given to, out of the Ten Commandments given to the Israelites, God said that they should worship no other God except Him and that they should not make any idols or images.
但是当摩西到西乃山上与神面对面40天的时候呢, 他们以为摩西不见了。他们在山下就叫亚伦为他们造一个金牛犊。
When the Israelites were waiting at the foot of Mount Sinai for Moses, who was up there for 40 days, they thought he had disappeared. So they asked Aaron to fashion for them a golden calf for them to worship. And from that then on, they went down this other path.
弟兄姊妹都知道这个故事。
Everyone here knows of the story.
但是当我们来一同思想的时候, 这是不是 对着今天我们也是非常的实在的一个警戒呢?
But when we're listening to this together, is this to becoming this a real warning, this reminder to us?
主耶稣告诉我们, 你们不要为生活忧虑, 我们只要先求神的国和神的义, 我们一切所需要的都赐给我们。
The Lord instructs us not to worry about what we need in this world, but seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and everything will be unto us.
可是当我们面对生活上的难处, 我们是不是把主的这些话都忘记了?
But when we are faced with the hardships of life, do we forget about God's word?
我们, 比方讲当我们失业的时候, 我们是不是还能够 把我们的心放在主的身上, 单单的寻求等候主, 还是我们就开始凭着我们的, 思想, 我们的, 各种手段方法, 想要为自己, 来寻找一个出路, 等等。
For example, if you find yourselves unemployed, when you lose your job, are we able to quiet down and wait upon the Lord? And seek after Him, or do we try to use our own methods, rely on our own strength, to find for ourselves, on our own, a path forward?
或者我们是不是常常为着我们的前途，我们为自己安排最好的，我们可以牺牲掉许多聚会啊、追求的时间啊、圣徒的交通啊等等。 因为我有为我自己前面许多的安排，我认为这是最好的。
Or do we ever find ourselves sacrificing time at church, time spent fellowshipping, studying God's word for our own goals that we've laid out for ourselves?
我想 我们今天在新约的时代，我们学习到许多的真
理。We learn many truths in the New Testament.
像这一些，但是每当我们面对我们生活实际的情形的时候，我们是不是有信心把主的话首先先听到心里面去？
When we're faced with hardships or problems in life, do we remember these truths that we've learned?
当我们面对环境要让我们去做抉择的时候，主是不是首先是我的考量？
When we are forced to make a difficult choice in life, do we think first and foremost of God?
还是我们自己的思想，我们自己的盘算，自己的计划压过主在我们里面所教导的？
Or do we allow our own calculations, our own plans, our own goals to steamroll over the teachings that we receive from God?
这个就非常的实际，在这一段话的里面。
This is made very clear in this passage.
写希伯来书的圣徒告诉我们，我们需要有信心与所听见的道调和，否则的话，我们就会像当初以色列人一样，没有办法进入那一个安息。
Hebrews tells us that we must be united with those who listen with faith. Otherwise, we will be like the Israelites who are not able to enter God's rest.
那这一个安息，在旧约里面，他讲到因为他们的不信呢，所以他们没办法进入。然后他讲到，难道耶稣亚带入他们进入了应许地，难道已经不是进入安息吗？但是在这里告诉我们，不是，他们仍然没有进入。
The verses tell us that because of their unbelief, they're unable to enter into God's rest. We see Joshua leading Israelites into the promised land, and we ask ourselves, are they not entering into God's rest? No, the Bible still says because of their unbelief, they still were not able to enter into God's rest.
唯有我们真正的信入主的话，我们把自己交托给主的时候，我们就能够进入那一个安息。那当然，现在所指的这一个安息，就是进入基督的安息，我们能够享受主在他里面蒙到主话语那一个真正的应许。
When we enter into the only when we believe in God's word can we enter into that rest. Of course, the rest referring today is rest in the Lord Jesus Christ. When we enter into rest in the Lord Jesus Christ, we can receive the full promise.
那我们真正进入那个安息，我们就能够享受到主他所一切的应许。你比方讲，当我们先求他的果和他的义的时候，主他就要显现把一切我们所需要的赐给我们。
When we enter into the rest that is Christ Jesus today, we are able to receive all his promises. Promises like seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all things that we need in our lives will be given to us.
因为这个实在说来是我们魂里面的救恩。
And this, in actuality, is the salvation of our souls.
因为我们的魂呢，在我们的里面实在做得太厉害呢，常常我们灵跟魂分不清楚。
Our soul and our spirit, our souls are often overpowering, so it's very difficult to distinguish between our spirit and our soul.
但是希伯来书的作者呢，他不单单只是把这件事情告诉我们，要我们这样做。
But the writer of Hebrews did not simply write these things down to give us instructions on what to do.
他里面更是有一个负担，要帮助所有的圣徒能够真实的进到那一个进入安息的那一条路。
But rather, the author of Hebrews wants us to be able to enter into that rest.
所以他接下来呢，就讲到 第四章十二节跟十三节。
So that is why the author later in chapter 4, verses 12 and 13 says this.
他马上就讲到神的道呢是活泼的，是有功效的，比一切两刃的利剑呢更快，甚至魂与灵、骨节与骨髓都能够刺啊入破开，连心中的思念和主意都能够辨明。
Here the author of Hebrews says the word of God is living and active and sharper than any two-edged sword, even penetrating as far as the division of soul and spirit, of both joints and marrow, and able to judge the thoughts and intentions of the heart.
然后十三节他说，并且呢，被造的没有一样在他面前不显然的，原来万物在那与我们有关系的主眼前都是赤露敞开的。
And there is no creature hidden from his sight, but all things are open and laid bare to the eyes of him to whom we must answer.
为什么突然间有这段话出现呢？
Why did these words suddenly appear in this chapter?
其实这段话主要乃是要讲到，借着神的话，可以把我们里面那一个不信的那一个恶心呢，显明出来。
It speaks to how the Word of God can reveal to us that evil part of us and make it known to us.
这里讲到神的道。
Again, it's mentioned the Word of God.
这个话呢，我们知道在圣经里面有两个字，一个是 Logos, 一个是 Rhema.
We know the Word of God in the original Greek comes from two words, Logos and Rhema.
Logos 呢是神已经启示出来的话。
Logos are the words, first to God's words that have already been revealed.
神过去已经完全发表出来的话，就是我们今天的圣经。
Like the Bible, Bible is God's word Logos. All the words the Lord has already expressed.
那圣经的话呢，是一个客观的真理。
And the words of the Bible is a objective.
圣灵会在适当的时候呢，按着我们当时所面对的情形，把神的话再说一遍。
Spirit will repeat these objective truths of God's word to us during the times that we need them.
那一个话呢，就是 Rhema.
And those utterances in those times when we need them refers to God's word as Rhema.
Rhema 是活的话。
Rhema is the living word of God.
是给我们应时的话。Season.
It gives us season.
所以我们就可以看见，虽然圣经这一句话，神的话在这里是 Logos.
So when we read the word of God here, these words are God's word, Logos.
但是我们读到第十三节的时候，这一个主过去在圣经里面所讲到这个客观的话呢，如今是借着主他来使用这些话说在我们的里面，把我们如果不信主啊所说的话，他会重新提醒我们。
But through Logos, God's word, the Spirit reminds us of all of our unbelief. What words, what things of the Lord do we not believe in? The Spirit will reveal this to us.
所以我们读到十三节的时候，他就说，刚开始在十二节呢，是讲到神的话，他能够把我们心中最深处的灵与魂啊，那一个我们以为这是出于神的，或者是啊，出于我自己的，在混淆不清的时候，神的话能够很清楚的把它分别出来。
So in verse 12, where it says, tells us that the word of God is penetrating as far as the division of soul and spirit, it divides our own thoughts, our unbelief, from those of God.
是谁来做这件事呢？
Who is the one that does this division?
不是主的话，自然就会有那一个功用，乃是十三节这里所讲，主亲自看到我们目前这样的光景的时候，他就用他的话 把我们的婚姻分开。
This division is not a natural occurrence of simply reading the word, but is God Himself through His word, making this division of soul and spirit.
这个分开主要乃是把我们那个不顺服的心显明出来。
This division reveals to us our disobedient hearts.
他会告诉我，你现在所行的不符合圣经的真理啊，你又靠自己了。那神在这里要帮助你，你要把自己交给神。
The Spirit tells us that when we're doing something that's relying on ourselves and not Him, and reminds us when we ought to give ourselves to the Spirit.
所以这里的话，主要就是把我们那个不顺服的心显明在我们的里面。
So this division of soul and spirit reveals to us where we are being disobedient.
但是这一个显明不是要定罪我们。
But this revelation of disobedience is not meant to condemn us.
弟兄姊妹，主太爱我们了。
Brothers and sisters, the Lord loves us so much.
接下来14节到16节，他就这样告诉我。
And it tells us so in the following verses 14 through 16.
我们要啊，我们已经有这一位升上高天尊荣的大祭司，我们要所持定他，持定所承认的。然后他也告诉我们，主凡事上受过试探试炼，我们只要来到他的慈恩宝座前，求连续蒙恩惠，做我们应许的帮助，我们就能胜过去。
Therefore, since we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus the Son of God, let's hold firmly to our confession. For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who has been tempted in all things just as we are, yet without sin. Therefore, let's approach the throne of grace with confidence, that we may receive mercy and find grace for help at the time of our need.
所以我们实在感谢主，主的灵在我们的里面，他把话赐给我们，我们听了许多的话，很多的时候我们遇到了那些环境，我们退缩，我们不愿意交给主，让主借着他的话带领我们来变化我们，可能我们要面对十字架的考验，我们这时候想要退缩了，但是主说，一面他把我们的真实光景显在我们里面让我们看见，另外一面他又提醒我们赶快来到主面前求他的帮助，他一定可以带领我们过去。那我们的主多爱我们。
We see how much the Lord loves us, that the Spirit of God reminds us and tells us when we're encountering the cross. When we come to the cross, we may withdraw ourselves, we might be afraid to go forward, but the Lord is telling us that this cross is something we must go through and experience so that He may change us and help us grow. We see how much the Lord loves us here.
所以弟兄姊妹都熟悉第十六节，所以我们只管坦然无惧，不要有任何的害怕自己会损失，或者是怕我们得罪神啊。只要我们谦卑，愿意信靠主啊，我愿意信，但是求你帮助我的不信。这样的话，我们来到施恩宝座前，为要得连续蒙恩惠。这里乃是讲到做我们啊应许的帮助，因为我们每一个啊考验都是一个应许的帮助在那里等我们。
So therefore, let's approach the throne of grace with confidence, without fear, without trembling, so that in our time of need, we may receive mercy and find grace for our help at the time of our need. All the things that we experience, all the trials we go through, we may receive mercy and find grace in that time of need.
我们不能够再像以色列人，当我们看不见摩西的时候，我们就自己有办法去造一个金牛犊。
We cannot be like the Israelites who forgot and thought Moses had disappeared when he went up on the mountain and started and made a golden calf for them to worship. We cannot be like them.
我们需要真实把主的话信在我们的里面。我们求告主，我们等候主。We
must believe in our hearts the word of God and seek Him and petition Him and wait upon Him.
这是第一个。
This is the first point.
第二个点呢，就是我们
Second point is we must learn how to abide in the Lord.
因为主告诉我们呢，你们要住在我里面，我也住在主里面啊，这样我们就能够多结果子。如果我们不离开了主，想要靠着自己的力量去实行这些主的道啊。
Because the Lord tells us that He is the vine, we are the branches, and we must remain in Him, in us, that we may bear much fruit. And apart from Him, we can do nothing. We try to do things on our own without Him, we cannot bear fruit.
那我们知道呢，如果我们去读约翰一书第二章二十七节的时候，那里就是讲到我们要住在
First John chapter 2:27, it says that we must receive the anointing of His teaching.
因为这个恩膏是真的，不是假的啊！我们要按这恩膏的教训住在主里面。We
must abide by the anointing that teaches us all things, for it is true, not a lie.
我们感谢主呢，主不仅把他的话赐给我们，主也
We thank God that He not only gave us His Word, but He gave us His Spirit.
这个圣灵的内住呢，是我们信耶稣基督所领受最奇妙、最无价的这个恩典。This
indwelling Spirit is the most precious, most priceless grace that we have received from God.
并且世界上的人不明白。
It is a pricelessness that people of this world cannot understand.
圣灵是生命的灵，祂来到我们里面，乃是叫我们能够活出基督的生命。The
Holy Spirit dwells within us that we may live out the life of Christ.
生命是为着生活。Life
is meant for living.
我们有主的生命，主 这个生命在地上活了33年半，并且是一个完全得胜属天的生命。The
Lord's time on earth, those 33 and a half years, was an example of this victorious life in the Spirit.
主要在我们每一个信主的人身上，也能够叫这一个生命活出来，让我们能够彰显这一个属天的生命。
And the Lord wants us to be like, have our lives on earth the same, that we may have this life from above, to live out this life within it.
而这个属天的生命呢，的表现，其实主自己也，在登山宝训，就是马太福音5到7章这一段话里面，把这一个生命描述了出来。This
heavenly life is completely expressed in detail in the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew.
所以我们要学习，借着恩膏的教训，住在主里面。So
we must learn how to abide in the Lord by the anointing of His teaching.
那按着恩膏的教训，就是按着这一个生命的感觉呢，我们学习活在这个地上，彰显这一个
We must live by our spiritual senses, which comes from the anointing of His teaching, to manifest His life.
这个圣灵的恩膏呢，它的教训不会越过圣经的真理。The Spirit
which teaches us through His anointing will not overstep what's been outlined in the Bible.
而圣灵来 反而是叫我们能够进入这一些真理的实际里头。
But rather, the Spirit will lead us into the reality of the words in this book.
我想我们要怎样去体会这个恩高的教训这件事情实在是在我们一生当中我们要不断的学习并且我们要认真去看重这件事。
The only way for us to be able to learn how to abide by this anointing of the teaching of the Spirit is to live out the Word.
那我想我就分享两个点当我们去学习怎样去明白恩高的教训有两个点我们可以特别去留意它。I
want to share two points on how we can come to understand the anointing of His teaching.
当我们开始去学习恩高教训的时候，我们会发觉，首先有一方面是我们可以比较容易学习的。
The one point we can learn from about the teaching of His anointing is this is the easier one.
那就是当我们做任何事情的时候，不讨主喜悦，圣灵会在我们的里面禁止我们。 或者说圣经常常有用这样的话，圣灵禁止，或者说圣灵责备，或者说圣�ình矫正。This
one way to tell how we can one way to walk according to the teaching of His anointing is when the Spirit prohibits us from doing or going somewhere, as it's often said in the Bible, the Spirit did not let us do this, did not let us go there, or the Spirit rebukes us, or the Spirit reminds us.
弟兄姊妹，感谢主。今天我们不是让外面的话来禁止我们不做这个、不做那个。当然，外面的话，神仍然是会用他的话在我们的里面告诉我们。We
thank the Lord that we are not opposing these external words to prohibit ourselves from doing this or that, but it's rather the Lord uses His word in us to remind us.
比方讲，当有时候我们几个好友在那边讲话的时候，也许我们讲到某某人，我们开始耻笑那一个人。For
example, there are times when we're with friends, good friends, and then out of nowhere they start making fun of someone.
那我们在讲那个人，我们讲的。
And it may be a very exciting and fun time speaking about someone behind their back.
但是这时候圣灵就会在我们的里面提醒我们，我们不应该这样做。But
in that moment, perhaps the Spirit will tell you, remind you, you should not be partaking in this activity.
这是圣灵的禁止。This
is the prohibition from the Spirit.
我们感谢主圣灵用这些很多禁止来改正我们。We
thank the Lord that the Spirit uses all these prohibitions to correct us.
我们要常常学习听到这个禁止改正或者是责备我们的声音。We
must take heed to the voice of the Spirit who chastises us, rebukes us, or reminds us. And we must submit to its correction.
这些声音在我们的里面，有可能是圣灵来的声音，也有可能是我们良心，因为我们知道我们天然人也有那一个良心。这个良心，有时候是因为魂所造出来的感觉。但是我们如果越过越去遵守这一个里面的声音，我们慢慢会更清楚什么时候是从圣灵来的，什么时候是从我们自己来的。And
we may hear these voices of the Spirit either directly from the Spirit or sometimes through our conscience, which we as a natural man have already had. But through practice and experience, we are able to start to be able to distinguish what is from the Spirit and what is from our own conscience.
这个对我们很重要。
This is very important to us.
是神借着灵自己在引导我们的生活。
This is how the Lord guides us in our own lives.
特别我们的年轻人，当你如果去上了大学。
Especially our young people when they go to college.
你的朋友晚上要你出去喝酒。
When your peers invite you out for a night of drinking.
或者是去 party.
Or a night of partying.
或者去许多不应该去的地方
or invite you to these places where you know you should not be going.
你的父母不在你的旁边
Your parents will not be there beside you.
你自己做主
You make the decisions.
你要听谁呢
Who will you listen to?
主的生命在我们的里面
The voice of the Lord is speaking to us within.
我们是不是从小就学会听主的话
From our youth, have we not learned to hearken to the word God?
让这个恩高的教训就常实在我们的里面，我们与他有更多的来往交通。
And this teaching of his anointing dwells within us. And as we track,
我们常常的顺服，圣灵绝对会帮助我们，在我们面对的各样环境当中，什么时候我们不该去，什么时候我们不该做，什么时候我们不该说。
As we heed, as we more frequently take heed of this teaching of his anointing, the Spirit will be able to help us understand further where, what we should be doing, what we should not be doing.
这是一方面，而且这一方面呢，我们比较容易啊，从这一方面学习认识恩膏的教训。
This is one aspect, and it's an aspect that's easier for us to understand how to take heed.Of the Spirit's teaching of His anointing.
另外一方面呢，就是圣灵啊引导这一方面。
The other aspect is the leading of the Spirit.
我们很多时候需要知道我们下一步路当如何走。
We oftentimes want to know how we ought to move forward, what step we should take.
我要念怎么样大学？
For example, what college should I go to?
我怎样选我的职业?
How do I pick my occupation?
我怎样在我的工作上我下一步应当怎样?
What's the next step in my career?
我是不是在这个时候有机会我要搬家到其他地方去?
I have this opportunity, should I take it and move to another state?
或者我是不是要跟这一个人结婚
Or should I marry this person?
我们生命中充满了许多需要做决定
There's so many things in our lives that require for us to make our own decision
我们带到主的面前
But we bring them before the Lord
很多时候我们祷告也好像没有结果
Oftentimes when we pray to God about these things it seems like there is no answer, no result
其实主在很多事上他都会引导我们就是因为我们平常缺乏与他交通的关系以至于恩膏的教训临到的时候我们有时候听不清楚或者有时候甚至听不见
But we neglect this fellowship this heeding of the fellowship with the Lord in this matter we might not be able to hear or not be able to accept the teaching of His anointing when it comes to us.
所以再说呢，前一步那个圣灵的禁止，我们需要不断的学习。我们对于主说话那个声音会越过在我们属灵的器官里面越过越敏锐。我们要进入第二个寻求神的旨意就会更容易一些。
If we exercise listening and listening to the teaching of His anointing, the voice of the Spirit, He will help us to become more and more sensitive to it, and we can enter into the next step in seeking out the will of God.
这样的话，我们在跟随主的路上，主他爱我们，他会帮助我们，带领我们一步一步按着他的旨意而行。
And then, as we follow the Lord, He will lead us in His love forward.
所以在圣灵的引导上面呢 也有几个点我们可以稍微留意一下。
And in terms of leading the Spirit, there are a couple points that we should consider.
我想弟兄姊妹都会有经历呢。当我们去寻求什么事情的时候，如果有主的话直接说在我们的心里头，那我们就很平安，知道这是出于主。
On one case, one scenario is when we are seeking the Lord for His guidance, and then we receive His word from Him, we are very confident this is what the Lord wants.
所以我们要知道读主的话很重要，我们明白熟悉主的话，主也容易用他的话对我们再一次说话。
So this is why being familiar with God's word is so important, because when we're familiar with God's word, the Lord can speak to us through these words, His words.
第二个方面呢，有时候主没有直接用他的话向我们启示，然而主却容易借着外面的环境来向我们显明。
There are also scenarios where the Lord may not speak to us directly through His word, but may speak to us through our environment, our situation.
但是外面的环境呢，我们也要小心留意，一步一步跟随主，因为通常主呢，显明不会一下子把最后的结果告诉我们，都是下一步当如何行。
But when we're in these situations or being guided by our environment, we must be careful to take it step by step, because oftentimes the Lord will not reveal to us at once the final result or outcome.
这一个我们如果去看《使徒行传》，保罗从亚洲到欧洲去，圣灵刚开始怎样禁止他，然后接下来就有马其顿的意象，然后他就过去到了马其顿，下一步要到往哪里去，主自然到了那个时候会一步一步告诉我们。
You know that in Acts, Paul's journey from Asia to Europe, he knew that he was going to Europe, but along his way the Spirit prohibited him from going to certain places, and when he had the Macedonian vision, he knew to go to Macedonia, but where to go afterwards, he had to rely on the Spirit to lead him.
那有时候我们对于这些环境的显明我们不是太有把握的时候，也许我们也可以跟那些比较有属灵生命在主的话语认识深刻年长的弟兄姊妹有一些交通，把我们所面对的与他们分享，他们有时候也可以给我们有正确的帮助。
When we are unsure of ourselves on what the Spirit is telling us or leading us to, we can also turn to our more seasoned brothers and sisters who are more mature in Christ to guide us.
然后还有一个方面也是很重要，就是说我们需要学习在平安中行。
Our third thing that we must learn is how to live in peace.
有时候圣灵引导很清楚，感谢主，但是不是那么清楚的时候，我们好像我们所做的是按着神的话，我们所做的，我们里面有那个说不出来的平安。我们知道哥罗西书第三章告诉我们，我们凡事有耶稣的平安在我们里面做主。
Often there are times where we are unsure what to do and where to go, but we must learn how to have this peace within us, a peace that cannot be described.
这样的话，我们在跟随主的路上，一步一步，主慢慢也会把他的心意更多显明出来。
And as we walk and follow the Lord with each step, He will reveal to us His will to bit by bit.
这样的话，我们就能够更多的按着主的心意，我们来遵守神的道，按着他的经历而行，来跟随他。
In this manner, we're able to heed His word and His will and follow Him.
那跟随主的道路常常也是十字架的道路。
Now this path, following the Lord, is oftentimes the path of the cross as well.
所以有时候我们不要觉得遇到困难、损失 或者需要我们付上代价的时候，我们就觉得这不是主的道路，不一定。
We must not jump to conclusions when we arrive at a point in our path that requires us to pay a price or to give up something. We must not think that this is necessarily not God's way for us.
许多啊，十字架的功课呢，就是借着我们愿意顺服跟随主去啊，信靠他跟随他的时候所带来在我们身上的工作，但是主允许我们。他的轭是容易的，担子是轻省的。
When we come upon this work of the cross that is passing on us, we must be able to submit and obey, and accept it. And the Lord also told us that, reminds us that His yoke is easy and His burden is light.
所以但愿主啊帮助我们，让我们学习啊在跟随主的路上，我们能够啊不仅是一个听到的人。我们是一个行道的人，让主更多做工在我们的里面，变化我们，带领我们啊，让我们每一个人都能够在基督里更多的成熟长大，叫主的名得荣耀。
So may we all be effectual doers of the word, so that His life may mature in us and change us, and that we may grow further in Him.
好，我们啊，交通就停在这里。请再有一点结束祷告。
Conclude my sharing for today. Let's bow for another word of prayer.
主耶稣，我们感谢你的恩典。
Lord Jesus, we thank you for your grace.
但愿啊，你的话能够更多的启示在我们的心中。
May your word be further revealed to us in our hearts.
并且在各样的环境当中啊，圣灵借着你的话来帮助我们，引导我们，让我们在各样的环境里面，我们活出主你自己啊真理的实际。
Let the Spirit lead us and teach us, Lord, through your word, that we may live out the spiritual reality in our lives.
好叫我们的生命因为这样的啊经历，我们能够更多的成熟长大。
And through these experiences, we may continue to grow and mature.
叫我们越过信心，也越坚固啊圣徒在教会中，我们彼此被建立起来。
That through our growth in faith, Lord, may be able to build each other up.
在一切所行的事上，都叫主的名更多的得荣耀。
In all things that we do, may the name of our Lord be glorified.
我们把感谢敬拜归给你。
We give our thanks and our worship to you.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
Pray this in the Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.